Victor Radley and Brandon Smith in the headlines again. This time it's for alleged off-field incidents involving illicit drugs. Now, for athletes, the consequences aren't just about their careers. They can actually shape the rest of their lives. But here's the thing. Bringing in more rules or punishments won't actually change what happens next. As former players like Todd Cardi and Mitch Pearce have admitted from their own experiences, the real turning point comes when you take personal responsibility and create a circuit breaker, something that shifts the programming in your mind. In this episode, I'll break down what that means for athletes, coaches, and anyone who feels stuck in patterns that they can't seem to break. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Seems everyone's weighed in on the Victor Radley and Brandon Smith situation. Tough for a young sportsman to be in the public eye for the wrong reasons. Certainly not condoning and necessarily feeling sorry for them, but yeah, it would be tough. And we all make mistakes, and not all of us have to have our mistakes played out in the public eye. So it must be hugely challenging for both of them. I was listening to a podcast today, very good podcast, I really enjoy it, Sixes and Sevens, Todd Carney and Mitch Pearce. They've two guys who have had their fair share of problems, and they've owned it and don't shy away from it now. So when they talk about these situations, they talk from experience, and they've both now sober and doing really important, impactful work helping young footy players, particularly young halves, the finer points of footy, but also the challenges, pitfalls, and how to avoid them. So again, I love how they've turned their own challenges into a sense of purpose and giving back, and I think it's fantastic. And today they were talking about the situation, and a couple of things they talked about I get, but I didn't necessarily agree with, but then a couple of other things where they were saying was actually like right on the money. And of course they're going to defend the players. They're still part of that world where they still feel connected enough they're going to look after the players, and they understand what it's like to be on the receiving end of that sort of publicity. Like Todd Carney had a photo brought up that had happened years before that had been dealt with, but because it comes into the public eye, then he gets sacked from the club he was at. Again, not necessarily sympathy, but again, these are the struggles. And like I've maintained for a long time, is that you can put more rules in place for these athletes, but it doesn't guarantee that they're going to follow them, because they've, like you, they've had different things that have happened in their life that have shaped who they are and their experiences. And these repeated patterns of mistakes, they're not deliberate. They're absolutely not. Same with the mistakes that you make, that you wonder how you ended up where you did, and like, why did I react like that? And why did they say that? Or whatever it is. It's just, again, that these are more high profile, and you can't compare what they do to what you do, but it's the same thing that's happening from a subconscious level. So I get that they are supporting their mates, their peers. You know, they still consider themselves peers, even though they've retired from the game. And I get it. Like, they feel sorry for them. To suggest, though, that they said, which is, it's unfair. Yes, to a degree, having to play it out in the public is probably not fair. But to suggest that he doesn't deserve to now face the sack, potentially, although I think I saw this afternoon, it's probably not going to be the case. To say that's not fair, I can't agree with that. Like, you can take whatever actions you want. They may not be your fault. They may not be, they may be patterns of a lifetime, but you still have to wear the consequences. That's just life. That's just a given. So, fair or not, that's just how things unfold. And so it always comes down to personal responsibility. And something I've talked about a lot, again, it's not your fault that you do these things. It's not their fault they react like that. And you can say, well, of course it's their fault they did it, but these patterns are so hardwired. Your patterns are so hardwired that you repeat them without... It happens on automatic pilot until you bring in the circuit breaker and change things. And for these young athletes, and the same for people from all backgrounds, is that until you bring a circuit breaker in, until you bring something that's going to rewire the brain, a process, a system, some sort of modality to take you through and to rewire the brain, then you're going to keep repeating the pattern. You might get better at a habit, but the pattern's still going to be there, and it might show up in a different way. And we talk about consequences. I look at, you know, sports people have played up in a whole lot of different ways with relationships, of getting themselves into trouble on a night out with someone from the opposite sex, probably the same sex, but of course, well, that's still taboo in the world of professional sport in the main. I know a few people have actually come out, but they haven't been charged, so it's kind of like, well, they're okay to keep going. Yeah, okay, that there's a fairness to that, but to suggest that it's unfair that then they cop grief around that when they've clearly gone beyond morals, maybe not broken the law, but they've gone beyond morals that most would accept as, see as unacceptable, and very much so for someone in a high profile arena that they are. And then the consequences are the consequences. So, yeah, some empathy for having to go through all that, but not sympathy for playing up and doing things that they shouldn't. Because ultimately, there may be these patterns, they may have had troubled youth, they may have had a whole lot of different incidences. Let's teach them. Let's actually get in there and show them what needs to happen to be able to create behavior change, like real behavior change. Because that's the game changer. It will be the game changer for you. It will be the game changer for the professional sport and the impact that will now have. And I know that from myself. You know, you got to look at the two guys that I mentioned at the start, Todd Carney and Mitch Pearce. They've been through different things. They've got help and now they've come out the other side. And I'm sure they would agree they're not perfect. I was certainly not perfect, but they're now turning all of the things that they've been through into something good. I'm sure that the fact that they're now helping other people to navigate those potential pitfalls earlier on is that they wish that they could have done that earlier, and maybe their career would have been completely different. Like, both of them had immense talent. You know, I can't imagine what Mitchell's had to deal with, being the son of a great of the league. Like, again, the pressure. And I always wonder what would have his life would have been like if he'd played in one of those dominant Queensland teams, hypothetically, of course, or that the team around him for New South Wales had been much stronger, what his career would look like. Because the mistakes from people in great teams get glossed over when they've got great, literally great teammates to bail them out. But when you're in a team that's battling and struggling, and they, well, I've tried to erase the stat. They won 8 in a row, and was it 12 of 13 in a row? Something crazy. Like I said, trying to erase it from the memory, but like, yeah, that's the impact of having to deal with these things. And if you look at your life, you've had different challenges, and there'll be different elements of your life that you wish you could have gone back and done with the knowledge you have now. Like, think about, I'm sure you've had this thought around your own sport. Like, if you knew what you knew now and went back, what could you have done? Normal, and then other parts of your life as well. The part that I did agree with them, they were talking about the court documents and the text messages that were getting aired across all levels of media. I did try and reach out to a mate of mine who, funnily enough, he was the guy who got me my first paying gig as a coach. Did a presentation for the New South Wales Bar Association. So he works in police prosecution, and was hoping I'd get some actual facts around whether these documents are meant to be shared to the public, or whether, you know, in this particular instance, like what might have played out, so I could speak from facts. But regardless of whether that information's been leaked or whether it's just publicly, usually publicly viewable, I don't think any of us would want any of our private conversations aired to the world. As much as possible, myself, I always think, well, if this message is sent or is seen by other people, what would the reaction be? So I try and write like that, but, like, you know, when you're conversations with our partners, our children, close friends, family, like, again, we don't want that aired in public. And I don't like that idea that all those conversations, sure, we can talk about, I mean, the court will see this information and that will be then be able to be shared. But to do it now before they've even, like, Brendan Smith is going to court. He hasn't been in court yet and we're seeing all this sort of stuff. That doesn't sit right with me. Again, not sure if that's right or not. It's just my opinion and I think that's really harsh. But ultimately, again, it just comes back to the same place that I talked about earlier, is it may not be their fault from that subconscious perspective. It may not be your fault from what you've, the different situations you've got yourself into, because we all have. Anyone that says they haven't, they're just lying. Anyone says that they're still not struggling with different elements of what goes on in their head, just lying, because we all do. No matter how much work we do on ourselves, there is still another layer to go. So not your fault, but it absolutely is your responsibility to do what you need to do to change this for the future. It's a responsibility, like how you respond. So if you respond by, I'll get better, I'll do this again, but then the pattern repeats and then you find yourself in the same place, maybe a month, 6 months, a year, 2 years later, well then that's not the response you're really after, is it? So it's about taking that responsibility to change how you respond, and that will change everything in your life. Unfortunately, we do live in a blame society. People are quick to point the finger. People are quick to externalize anything that's happened, make excuses. We see it all the time on the TV, in movies, in news. Everyone wants to blame someone else. It's someone else's fault that I did this. It's someone else's fault that I reacted like that. It's always someone else's fault. But that takes away your power. It keeps you stuck. It keeps you trapped. And that's why you can feel out of control at times. That's why you can feel like you can't make progress. It's because you are handing over your power to these external things. But when you take full responsibility, you take back that control. You have self-control. And then you can change the narrative of your future, of the message in your head. You change your story. But it does mean having an honest, hard look at the situation, and then owning it, whatever consequences come, and then take whatever response you need to make it right for yourself, and if you feel that it's necessary for other people involved. It's always got to come back to self. So I hope these guys get themselves in the right place. Whatever will be, will be. Like, everyone's got a life journey they're on, and I always believe that whatever happens, well, that's meant to happen for the next lesson that you need to learn. So if either of these two players get sacked, that's just what they need. They'll both bounce back in whatever way that is. Like I said, I think it looks like Victor Adley's going to keep his spot at the Roosters, which is interesting given the boss was fairly steadfast in saying that anyone getting involved in drugs like cocaine, they would be sacked, and that doesn't look like that's happened, so that's interesting in itself. Again, nothing's been proven, so this is all alleged at this point. From all what's been shown so far, it looks pretty clear cut, so that will be interesting how that unfolds, but that is a story for another time. So just reiterating, everything that happens is now your responsibility to change the story for the future. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.